and daf kuf tesvachim veis. The actual hook of my mishkan abamus mataris apadav b'charis va'kol k'shem lahakiv behema chayav v'ayif scharim and the kibes tmein balamumin tayin of lo tmein. And so it's mavur in the gemara that these are the things you're allowed to bring that were mutter lebnei nayach before it was a hook of my mishkan. The basically different types of behemas chay and oif. So in the ayel sashach over here, he asks a shtark akasha. He says, im kain, how is it that kain brought a mincha mipri adama? There's no such mincha of bnei nach. It was only hutah bnei nach to bring behemoths, but to bring a mincha, to bring vegetation, that wasn't bechlal what was hutah for them. It's not part of the list over here. So l'chayim, that's not a mincha bechlal. How was he able to bring such a mincha? That's his kasha, and he blabs for it. It's a shtaka kasha. But it's interesting to note that it's brought down Mishem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said, it's in the Sefer Taras Chaim al-Atar over there, Reb Chaim says, what's the reason why the pasuk says, well, kain lo minchasa lo sha'ah? It's kufa for this reason. It's because he brought a mincha and Zakti B'chaim that for Bnei Noach was not nischadish, that should be able to have a mincha b'chlal. They only have the dinim of karbanis behema, not of menachas. And he brings our gemara over here, and that's kufa the reason why it wasn't nischabel. So, my kashalei to Neilsa Shachar is pshitalei to B'chaim that taka doesn't work, and that was kufa for the reason why his mincha wasn't nischabel.